Welcome to Into the Music, brought to you by Jasper Guitar Company in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hey everyone, welcome to Into the Music. Today's guest is our featured performer for Shop Gig Number 9 tomorrow night, June 8th, at Jasper Guitar Company in Green Bay. He's the leader of Johnny T. Bird and the MPs out of Milwaukee, and he's one heck of a bluesman. We welcome John Neuberger, a.k.a. Johnny T. Bird, to our show. How are you doing today, Johnny?
Hi, Karen. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being our guest today. Let's get right into it here, and let's start with the blues.
Okay.
What ignited your love of the blues to the point of wanting to play it?
It all started, I don't really have an exact date to give you, but all I can say is it started while I was a child, before I hit my teenage years, because it wasn't until like 20 years ago, 2002 or 2003, that I did want to learn to play guitar. And it was a couple of years after that that I listened to a lot more blues music, became exposed to more blues music and the blues history, that it made me want to take a path to that genre.
Cool. Now, in the bio on your website, you share about having Asperger's syndrome. First, for those that are unaware of what that is, can you give us just a quick explanation of what it is?
Sure. So it's the mild form of the autism spectrum.
Okay. Has it played a role in your development as a musician?
I wouldn't know, like I wouldn't like give a definite answer, because I'm just speaking from my own experiences, because like I sometimes forget I even like have something like I do with Asperger's. It's just my love and passion for music, and especially blues, that made me want to be the musician that I am. Asperger's is just something I've been living with, and it's just something I have to learn to deal with. And I don't really look at it as a disability. I take it more as an ability and not a disability.
Well, that's a great perspective, John. Moving on to your name, Johnny T. Bird, how did that originate?
That originated while I was a high school student at Wauwatosa West High School. And one teacher I had who was one of my favorites, who goes by the name of Bob Bathurst, he was the one who started calling me the name Johnny T. Bird just out of the blue. And it wasn't like I told him to call me anything. That was just all on him, all out of the blue. And I don't really recall really asking him why or what made him like think of him calling me that, but I just liked it. The more he called me that, and I just thought it'd be a great stage name for me.
Neat. So now you front a trio which you formed called Johnny T. Bird and the MPs. First, who makes up the band with you?
It wasn't the same band that's with me now, as I started way back in 2009 while I went to school at Milwaukee Area Technical College, because many members of my band have come and gone, and there are certain like people that I usually prefer to be in my band. They can't make every show that I do, but I do have what I call an A-team, and that would be Cadillac Craig Carter on bass, and the recent member who would be the drummer that we've had since January of this year, Megan Philo. And sometimes we even have a fourth member, if it came to it, on saxophone, Lawrence Sperry.
And then regardless of the lineup changes, how long have you had the MPs as a band?
It's been since 2009, I've had what is now called Johnny T. Bird and the MPs, because before that, the year before that, in 2008, while I was still in Milwaukee Area Technical College going to school for music, I was jamming and getting together with a couple other musical classmates, and we did decide to form a band, which isn't really like the band that my band is now, but we were more like a cover band. Like, we'd done classic rock stuff and grunge and a little bit of blues, and we decided that we needed a name for it, and some of us in the band had ideas, and for some reason they went with one of my ideas, which was the Marinated Puppets, which when I was trying to think of a name, I meant to say marionette puppets, the puppets you control above from working the strings. But I thought marionated puppets, it actually sounded a lot better and catchier. And so we actually did two gigs as the marionated puppets back in 2008, but that all fell apart. And the next thing I knew after the second gig ended, like in a disaster, like way, the way it happened, I decided to just try to, if I were to like do some gigs on my own, I'd like have my name front and center. And someone told me to keep the marionated puppets or the band name. So I just decided to abbreviate it to MPs, because a lot of people have asked me, what does MP stand for? And I sometimes say, it's totally up to your imagination. Like, it can be military police or Milwaukee public schools, but it's really marionated puppets.
You just answered my next question, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right. You learned to play from two of Milwaukee's best guitarists, Jeff Degenhart and Greg Koch.
Yep.
What were the most important lessons that you got from each of these guys?
It was just mainly learning to just play blues and just keep listening to recordings of some of my favorite musicians and my favorite songs, because something that I would have like taken away that I like should have learned if I would have had to redo like while I was learning from these guys is to actually have more of a prepared like goal on where like I wanted to go and learning guitar, instead of just having a bunch of songs like randomly weekly and just having them just chart it out for me. Back then, this was before, like, when I decided to become more serious with blues. But I did learn a little bit from each of them, and I learned a couple more stuff from other people, and eventually I would learn other things on my own. Because back when I was taking guitar lessons 20 years ago, this was before we even had YouTube and all these instructional videos that we have now.
Sure. Well, right now, we're going to give a listen to your track, No Ship, from your Common Sense album. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about it.
Coffee, no flour in
That was such a cool track. I mean, very bluesy.
Thank you.
It seems your style is rooted, I would say, to my ear, it's more Delta blues with maybe a measure of soul thrown in. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes. You just gave the best description for it, so thank you.
You're welcome. What other genres influence your writing?
I would say because before I became passionate like I am now with blues. I should say I'm still a diehard Beatles fan, especially like all the Beatles like solo careers, and it really all started with them and the like early like stages of classic rock that I worked my way backwards to like how they were influenced, which all came back to blues.
Right. Any other particular artists that you can point to that influence your stuff?
I would definitely say Eric Clapton would be another one, and somebody local like Jim Liebman, who is more of a harmonica player and songwriter, because I'm also a fan of like blues harmonica playing, because that's what I do as well besides play guitar, and I have written a couple of original songs based off of me playing harmonica, which is some of the stuff I recorded on some of the albums I put out throughout the years.
So would it be fair to say blues harpists like Little Walter and Sonny Boy Williamson?
Yep.
Excellent. So tomorrow night you're playing a solo show for Jasper Guitar Company's Shop Gig Number 9. What can those in attendance or watching the live stream or listening live on Code Zero Radio expect to hear?
They can expect to hear some of my original stuff and some of my favorite blues covers.
Excellent. With that, we're going to get ready here to conclude this episode. John, thanks for being our guest today, and we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Before we go, where can people find you online, and is there anything else you'd like to plug?
They can follow me because I do have a personal Facebook page under Johnny T-Bird Neuberger, and my band, Johnny T-Bird and the MPs, we also have an official Facebook page, and I also have an Instagram page, and I have my band's website, johnnytbird.com, and my band put out an album a year ago, which I'm still promoting, called Playtime, which is my fifth album that my band has ever put out since we first started recording and releasing albums 10 years ago.
And will you have that available at the Shop Gig?
Yes, I will.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Again, Johnny T-Bird is our featured guest for Shop Gig Number 9 at Jasper Guitar Company, which is located at 1778 Main Street in Green Bay. Doors open at 6:30 and the show starts at 7. There's no cover charge, so just come on into the shop and enjoy Johnny's performance. If you can't make it in person, you can catch it live on the Jasper Guitar Company YouTube channel or on WCZR Code Zero Radio. You can find them at live.codezeroradio.com, or you can download their free Code Zero Radio app and listen to it that way. Our guest today has been Johnny T-Bird Neuberger of Milwaukee's Johnny T-Bird and the MPs. You've been listening to Into the Music. It's a presentation of Jasper Guitar Company in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Check us out at jasperguitarcompany.com, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and odyssey.com. If you'd like to contact us, please write us at podcast@jasperguitarcompany.com. We'll see you next time we get into the music. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Into the Music, brought to you by Jasper Guitar Company in Green Bay, Wisconsin. See you next time.